USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Florida man, 47-year-old Steve Shand, has been charged with human smuggling on Thursday after a family of four Indian nationals, including a baby and a teenager, were found frozen to death in Canada at the U.S. border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection had apprehended a group of individuals who had crossed into the United States from Canada, just south of Emerson, Manitoba. Further, it indicated that one of the adults was carrying items meant for an infant, but that no infant was found with the group.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatchy says their patrols in harsh conditions found the bodies. Iraqi security officials are reporting gunmen from the Islamic State extremist group attacked an army barrack 75 miles north of Baghdad early Friday, killing 11 soldiers as they slept. The attack happened roughly at 3 a.m. local time. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The WHO says alcohol has no benefit for your heart.
The World Health Organization says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. The WHO putting out a policy brief last week to debunk the widespread notion that alcohol is safe in moderation. Critics were quick to argue that they ignored evidence. The Federation responded by updating the policy brief to further defend their stance with specific studies cited. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Guard in New Mexico has been called in to help.
New Mexico has become the first state to ask National Guard troops to serve as substitute teachers due to the pandemic. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
It's not a recruitment tool for any state department or the Guard or anybody else. It's just a vehicle to make sure that schools can stay open.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
74-year-old Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife by his side. He sat down with Dan Rather in 2016, presented by ML Concerts.
Right off the top, should I call you Meat or Meatloaf?
Okay, Meat. Well, let me go back just a little bit. When we first put out Bad Out of I mean, it's rock and roll, and people have weird names. But everybody just kept talking about my name. If somebody asked me about my name, I'd make up a story.
Right.
But the true story is my dad was a policeman, and I was born bright red. I stayed red, so the doctor suggested I should stay in the hospital a little bit longer. So he comes to the hospital dressed in his uniform, I guess, one day, and talks the nurses. He said, I'm doing the best Texas accent. My son looks like 4.5 pounds of ground chuck. So they made a card that goes in the front of the crib, and he said, Meat. And he made him put me right in the middle and leave me there. So all the other people that came to look at their babies, they saw me laying there with Meat on the front of my crib.
So that sticks with you.
Yeah, it never went away. And in the eighth grade, I stepped in a coach's foot, and he screamed, "Get off my foot, you hunk of meatloaf."
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.